This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. The turkey you ate yesterday was produced domestically, but what about the tuna sashimi you might eat tonight? In the U.S., we import about 90% of the seafood we eat, and about half of that comes from fish farms or aquaculture. Some regulators want to allow fish farming in federal waters, which begin 3 miles off the state's shorelines. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Wild fish stocks can't keep up with rising demand for seafood. That's prompting a big increase in fish farms or aquaculture. Michael Rubino is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA.
Here in the United States, I think a lot of people have been telling us that they'd like to see more seafood farmed here in the U.S. rather than importing it. So seafood that comes under our stringent environmental laws.
Farmed fish create pollution with their waste, but in federal waters, the open ocean, the waste can be diffused more easily than near coastlines. That's according to Aaron McNevin, an aquaculture expert with the World Wildlife Fund.
The potential, if the locations are chosen correctly, is to have relatively less nutrient pollution impacts than in nearshore environments.
NOAA has finalized rules for aquaculture in the federal waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Now it's studying the potential for farms in federal waters off Pacific islands like Hawaii. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.